and Darren.
And just like that, we're back. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Smiles, everyone. Smiles. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave.
Hello there.
I believe you know my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Bless the Saints is all I can say. My other team, one of my other teams, because I was down a rabbit hole and they were pouring gasoline and were about ready to light it on fire.
I go to look at who had the Saints because I'm like, that's 32 points, right?
I'm still in negative numbers for the week, though.
That's what I want to know. How did you do that?
Don't know.
How did you pick the Saints and you're still...
I don't know. Well, I guess it's because I took the Titans after the Titans took it to the Patriots. And this week was not the week to take the Titans.
Do you ever do this?
So I'm off the Titans.
Do you ever do this? Because I was out of town, and as I was watching the scores, and I thought, oh, good, the Saints are up big. I know I took the Saints.
Or did I?
I didn't.
I
was convinced as it was happening that I had taken the Saints.
I didn't. I took the Saints. Wait a minute. No, I didn't.
Why
my God.
Why wouldn't you?
Did I take the Eagles?
Well, no, I wouldn't have taken the Eagles. That's for damn sure. Turns out I took neither. I don't think I did that great. I don't think I did that poorly this week. I got action on tonight's game.
Plummeting is what they're saying.
Struggling.
Plummeting.
Struggling. Yeah, it's not going great. We'll have more on cover 5 on the next installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Mr. Namath, how is your mountain climbing? Plummeting.
Descending. Well, Sherpas.
Well, you're
plummeting.
Oh, the poor Sherpas were lost.
I want to kiss you, Sherpas.
I want to kiss you.
Sherpas, I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you. I landed on top of the three of you, your dead bodies, and survived.
Broadway Joe looks like he's in a good place. I just saw a commercial for some reverse mortgage. I got the feeling like he seems like a little bit more together. And almost looked like, as I was watching it, I don't know if I was just projecting my own whatever on Joe Namath, but I thought, I bet you did that in one take. It just seemed like he was really happy with the way the read was going. And then I was like,
I'm
going
to knock it out right here. Why would you trust Tom Selleck? I'm Joe Namath.
Your Rolling Stones are going to be in Chicago.
Really?
See this?
No.
Soldier Field.
Huh.
That'll be the conclusion.
Next.
June 21st.
Okay, they're going to give it a few months.
Yeah, don't go now.
Don't go now.
Okay, I want to talk about Soldier Field, but first the Stones. It's called the No Filter Tour.
I think that's what they've been on.
Really? The No Filter Tour? That sounds like something Amazing Larry would go on.
Well, he's on that tour as well. Larry's been on that tour for quite some time.
These poor Bill Wymans are hurting.
It's, yes.
The No Filter Tour?
Amazing Larry's never-ending No Filter Tour.
But No Filter sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like something either like a dirty comic would go on, or someone that doesn't want any of the tar removed from their cigarettes. So the Stones have been on a tour. I guess I'm just now hearing this.
So they're playing Soldier Field, June 2019.
They're going to do 13 shows on the No Filter U.S. tour. 13 shows kicks off April 20th in Miami, and ends June 21st at Soldier Field in Chicago.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Mick Jagger says it's a thrill when we play stadiums in the States. The energy is always amazing. Keith Richards says, I've always loved playing the States. It's a great crowd.
Oh, I love playing those U.S. stadiums. The payday is pretty good.
Well, yeah, I imagine they do okay, huh? Something tells me they'll probably do more than one show in Chicago, right? And they'll do their thing they do at every Chicago show where it's like, you know, we love Chicago because we love the blues. We, do ya? Oh, wait, how did I get on stage with the Stones? Pardon me, Mick. Sorry, Keith. Charlie, keeping great time.
Why am I here?
How did you guys?
How did I get up here?
Why am I? Well, these seats are good. They can hear me complaining about them.
So, more from week 11 of the NFL.
Yeah.
Your, what's his name? Alex Smith? Does he has a compound fracture? Is that what happened as well?
I'm glad.
Right in Joe Theismann's presence?
33 years to the day.
Is that right?
That Joe Theismann has that exact same injury 33 years to the day, and what's more, final scores of the games were identical. 26-24, right?
Okay.
Washington loses both games by an identical score, separated by exactly 33 years. Joe Theismann is there, and he had to turn away. He couldn't look at it. I imagine you couldn't, Joe. Now, I didn't watch any of the Redskins game. They weren't doing like they did for the Giants-Redskins game, where they just kept showing it over and over and over again.
All I saw
right?
was one look of Joe Theismann, and he kind of had a look on it. It's like, man, that I've seen worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, but this is the thing now, Joe Theismann. The one thing you're known for, you got to share with somebody now.
It's true.
Right? So now it's like, that's not even your special thing anymore.
Within your organization.
Yeah, right. Your organization.
Yeah, you don't get the special chair in the suite anymore.
Same day, same exact result, which is, I think, a little eerie. Don't you think that's a little eerie? How often?
Luck of the draw.
Right? So, yeah, 33 years to the day, they have the exact same injury. Now, I would also throw this out there, Darren, that the last time in an NFL season you had a Washington Redskins quarterback break his tibia and his fibia in a fracture like that,
mm-hmm.
At home and losing a game by a final score of 26-24. The
right.
last time that happened
happens all
was the 1985 season. Anything else about the 1985 season you remember particularly fondly?
Did the Bears end up winning it all that year?
You know for a fact that they did. Come on.
I thought I was on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
I'm civilized. I'm being gentleman.
I'll tell you this, though.
Yes.
If I'm in charge, lose those orange jerseys. Come on.
Struggling.
You've got a fantastic uniform. Wear it.
Every home team was wearing alternates yesterday.
Ugh, what a crock.
Yeah, I don't get
that.
And
the idea that all the coaches now have to dress as though they're part of the military.
Football. Catch
Boy,
fever.
Eisenhower was right.
The vast military-industrial complex
you
has taken over.
You can't escape it, can you?
Yeah. The football coaches pretending that they're dress-up army
that
men.
That their G.I. Joe is enough, okay? Enough.
I'm with you.
Leave it
that.
To the professionals.
A team that is known as the Bears.
And also seeing Joe Theismann yesterday, is it possible that the good people of West Virginia elected him senator?
Struggling.
Yes.
He's got quite a Joe Manchin
Joe
thing
Manchin.
Going.
Joe Manchin. Broadway Joe Manchin. That's right.
I want to kiss you.
Plummeting. It's plummeting.
Electing.
My poll numbers plummeting. No, he did. He won.
Joe Manchin won, yes.
Joe Manchin, Joe Theismann, someone got elected in West Virginia.
They're
That's all I know.
Yeah, right. That's how that works. Yeah, the G.I. Joe outfit, I'm with you on that. That's a bit much. I will say this, too.
They probably don't have a choice.
Watching
although, I guess maybe... did I hear that Pete Carroll says, no, I'm not wearing that stuff?
Good for Pete Carroll. Yeah, why do you have to have costumes on? I don't understand. The Sunday night game, the Bears versus the Vikings, did you get a chance to watch any of that? It was just so much fun to watch this team.
I watched it with the sound down, so I wasn't...
What, like it's Ellen DeGeneres?
Kind of.
Or you just didn't want to deal with Chris Collinsworth. It was weird because I'm so used to watching when the Bears are on primetime.
Not being praised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, they're praising our team.
They were saying good things about the team that I like.
That never happens.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't want to like this as much as I do. But keep saying good things about...
Huh, this is strange.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Although, I want to ask you this. On Sunday Night Football, I haven't watched any Sunday Night Football since, well, I guess the Packer game. That was week one of the season, right? Has NBC always done this where they were like... changing the color of the field? Like, it's not enough to have the yellow stripe to let you know where the first down is. They have to, like, color code
if you're in the red zone?
No, this was the whole field, it looked like. Like, they'd be at the 50.
They would color code it if this is your first
down?
They
needed 8 yards. So rather than have it, they'd have the yellow line. But then from the line of scrimmage to where the first down is, it was somehow a more luxurious color green.
It gives somebody something to do. It's another job created by NBC Sports. Marvelous.
It took me a while to figure it out because I was thinking, like,
am I on something?
The Soldier Field must have had a rough patch. They had to put in some new sod or something there. What is
that
about?
Ready for the Stones show.
Yeah, right. It's in Mick's rider that between the 30 and the 35, there would be new grass. So then the grass looks just gorgeous where they need to get yards, but then the rest of the field looks like garbage. Mm. I don't know what the point of that was.
Guess I wasn't
the yellow line is enough to understand where the first down is, right?
There was a time we didn't have that.
No. And we were still able to figure things out.
They still played football.
I'm assuming that wasn't new last night. That's probably not. And it's probably been around for a couple of seasons.
Could be.
And I'm telling you, I don't watch a lot of Sunday night football. Why would I have the last couple of years? What would have been the point? But now they get to turn around and do it again, and now they play in like, in 48 hours.
A few hours, yeah.
I don't know how that's going to go.
First game, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah,
first
game of the Detroit game is always the first game.
Yeah.
So we got that to look forward to, or not. We'll see. But we'll get to that when we get to that. How was the rest of your weekend, man?
Fine.
Yeah? Did you do anything fun?
Was in the parade.
For work or just for, work. Just for being a maniac?
Yeah, no, just promoting myself.
You know, you got to do it, man. You got to.
Just trying to build the brand.
That's essential, man. You've got to build the brand. Uh-huh. I tell people that all the time.
And they look at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
You got to do what you can for the brand, man. You got to diversify your multimedia portfolio. I want you doing podcasts. I want you doing television. I want you doing parades. I want you doing all those things.
Two posts a day.
You got to build the brand, man. Build the brand.
Unless you don't.
Well, no. No. You ain't getting the top
five
things.
Sure, we can do that if you'd like.
Unless
you don't. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is presenting Frightmare Before Christmas.
Radio podcast. Oh, sorry, everyone.
Two nights only. It's going to be happening on Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th. So don't miss out from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $15, VIP or $20. Save $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. The tickets are limited. As a matter of fact, you can get them right now online if you'd like, qcfactoryoffear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction, 5027 4th Avenue, Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws, Zombie Santa, the Grinch Man, Krampus.
Kids, grow up.
You're going to have to, because this is not your shopping mall Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presents Frightmare Before Christmas, two nights, December 7th and 8th. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Enter if you dare.
The mall Santa, you'll see every once in a while. After his shift, he likes to go out to some of the local bars.
Although, sometimes you see some of the mall Santas, they wouldn't be out of place at the Frightmare Before Christmas.
There's a couple of them.
Some of them are a little disheveled, just to say the least.
What's your name,
If you'd like
buddy?
To reach out to us, use the text line 470-23-NACHO. Excuse me.
Darren lost his liner card there.
How
do you not have those committed to memory?
My Dead Sea Scroll here.
I wish you guys could see the paperwork that he brings in. It's clear that the stuff that he reads on the podcast, at the end of every show, it's clear that he wads it up in a ball
and then hides it
deep in his cheeks, like a chipmunk.
Put it down in front of my pants.
Honest to God, if Blackbeard's gold is on that map, I wouldn't be surprised.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more, including one of my favorites, the Capistrami. Hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. It's absolutely delicious. Get it today. When you're at Capriati's, make sure you grab those gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. When you're at Capriati's, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right. Are you ready for number one on the top five things? Number one, if you please, sir. Number one.
If you please.
Thank you.
Number one.
Number one.
According to science, men with facial hair are more attractive than clean-shaven dudes.
That's a shock.
Science.
That's a shock.
Men who have full beards are seen as more attractive than men with just a little bit of light stubble. New study says. This is science.
You know why that is?
No.
Because you're covering up your ugly face. That's why.
Researchers.
You're a nightmare. You're a nightmare. Covered up with... You can't walk around with just like a veil. That would look weird. Put something on that ugly face of yours.
I want to have a veil, but I feel like I'll get shunned if I walk around with a veil.
Uh-huh. No.
I know.
A surgical mask, maybe. No.
No.
How about a growth beard?
Just walking around with a surgical mask when you're not in surgery will repel the chicks.
Plummeting.
Struggling. Researchers did an experiment. Male subjects were photographed clean-shaven 5 days after shaving, and then 10 days, and then a full 4 weeks without shaving.
That's right. Yeah, cover it
8,500 women were asked to rate them on their attractiveness as a long-term romantic partner. Heavy stubble, 10 days, was found to be the most attractive, while full beards that are more than 4 weeks old came in second.
Mm-hmm.
Light stubble is third best. Clean-shaven men were ranked the least attractive.
Not interested.
This is according to the Journal of Evolutionary Biology, and yes, we do subscribe. The study concludes, beards consistently render men with an older, more masculine, socially dominant, and aggressive appearance.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think of my double chin?
I can't see it.
Not anymore, you can't.
It's genius.
I know it.
It's just genius. I mean, listen.
Duh.
God gave me the willpower to cut back on carbs. He also gave me the ability to cover up my fat face with hair.
That's right.
God don't make no mistakes. You know? I do as I please. Now he eats me some cheese.
I'm going to eat me a block of cheese. Because I can. Because you'll never tell.
Number two, scientists hard at work. Not only have they figured out that the men with beards are, again, according to science, more attractive than clean-shaven guys, but a team of scientists from the Georgia Institute of Technology, that's Georgia Tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Home of the Yellow Jackets.
That's true.
Bobby Crimmins.
Yes.
Team of scientists set out to investigate why wombats produce, and I did not realize this. Do you know that when a wombat takes a crap, it comes out of his butt in a perfect cube shape?
Hmm.
They poop cubes, and no one understood until now why that is. Just think about that. When a wombat poops, it comes out as a cube.
I'd like to get a look at that colon.
Well, what's going on in there exactly? The American Physical Society's Division of Fluid Dynamics had their 71st annual meeting.
Of course they did.
And Patricia Yang, a postdoctoral fellow in mechanical engineering, and her colleagues presented their findings on the mechanics. Why is it that these marsupials, these wombats of Australia, poop cubes?
And what did she find?
Well, they're oddly shaped poop, according to Ms. Wang. I'm sorry, Yang, not Wang.
What is going on?
She says, the first thing that drove me to this is that I have never seen anything this weird in biology. That was a mystery. I didn't even believe it was true at the beginning. I Googled it and saw a lot about cube-shaped wombat poop. But I was skeptical. In nature, anything cube-shaped is considered a rarity. For an item to be a cube, whether it's food or architecture, it has to be molded or cut, usually, right? Wombats are the only species on planet Earth that poops cubes. They are territorial animals.
What do they eat? That might have something to do with it.
Just Hubba Bubba pieces.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What food items do you...
Cheese cubes.
Just bouillon.
Bouillon. No. I eat bouillon.
Wombats are...
I don't chew it. I swallow it whole.
Yeah. So this is what they came up with. Wombats are territorial animals. They stack their oddly shaped cube poop like bricks to mark their home. They literally shit bricks. Like, that's an expression, but for a wombat, it's like, yeah, that's what I do. What? Because they have such poor eyesight, they pile their stacks of poop in prominent places where it can be easily found. Wombats also use their poop to communicate with other wombats.
Over here!
The more poop is produced and compiled in one place, the better the chance it can attract other wombats to engage with and communicate.
But it doesn't...
20 cube poops indicate party over here.
Doesn't tell us, though, why they physically do it.
They say that the excrement turns from liquid to solid near the end of their intestines, where it does not stretch evenly, and that allows the poop to be shaped into cubes.
So you've been cutting open some wombats, haven't you? Haven't you, Dr. Wang?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why they poop cubes.
I had to have something for this presentation, and I haven't thought of anything, so I started Googling, and I found this.
Then
I started cutting open some wombats.
You want me to be dead honest with you? Halloween's over. I turn the calendar over to November, and I see in the middle of November, oh my God, I'm supposed to do a thing at Georgia Tech.
Oh my God, it's Georgia Tech.
What can I give them? So I came up with this poop cube thing, and
I Googled it.
Yeah,
that's
it. Dr. Yang is just like, it's just a bunch of stuff I found on Google.
Then I started cutting open wombats.
You know.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new home, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport, home of the new wow factor. They have their massive diamond sale going on right now. Everything in the store is on sale up to 50% off the entire month of November and also during November. Make sure you get in there. You could win a free diamond and gold necklace valued at $599. Guess the number of diamond-shaped crystals in their diamond jar to win. The winners could be announced on their Facebook page on December 2nd. Also, don't miss the Small Business Saturday on November 24th.
Look at that wombat poop. Isn't that crazy?
Looks like hash.
It does. Don't smoke wombat poop.
Well, I'm not saying that. Let's reserve judgment. Don't miss the Small Business Saturday on November 24th and the Christmas in the Village November 30th and December 1st. Free gifts with a purchase both those weekends, and they'll have refreshments as well. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Of course, mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. You probably have holiday parties coming up, and this is probably a good idea. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, if you want to kill it, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. They're open 7 days a week. Capriati's on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Obama! Number 3 on the top 5 things.
Number 3.
3.
3.
3.
It must be, like, being God and making animals got to be fun. And it seems like when he got to Australia, that's
Tarantiraf?
That's, you know, between the platypus and the wombat. It's just like, Australia's either where God started making animals and didn't know what he was doing, or he ended there and was just like, I give up. I don't know. What they all right, these
or
guys
are high.
Yeah. You think God got high?
He can if he wants.
On his own supply.
Uh-huh.
The
air supply.
Number 3, like that. God got high on some air supply.
I made air supply, didn't I?
Hmm.
Look at me.
31-year-old woman in Monaco has had nothing to drink since she was 15 years old but Coca-Cola. All right?
Mm-hmm.
She started drinking Coca-Cola when she was 15. Coca-Cola. Yeah. Yes. Diesel. She started when she was 15. She's now 31. Lives in Monaco. She has
brushes her teeth with it.
She's not touched water or any other drink during that time. She hasn't had water, milk, wine, beer, anything, just Coca-Cola.
What's it done to her?
She's 31. She went to the doctor because she was starting to have fainting spells. And the blood test showed she had severely low potassium levels. A test of her heart's electrical activity revealed she has a condition called long QT syndrome, which can cause erratic heartbeats. No family history of heart or hormone problems, but when she told doctors that since she's turned 15, she had not drunk any water. The only thing she drank was Coke. 2 liters of Coke a day, she said. The doctor said, I think we know what your problem might be. She learned that her cola habit was likely the cause of her heart problem. She stopped drinking it, and within a week, the problem had completely gone away. There just having go. A couple of glasses of water, that was all they needed. Cola consumption and potassium loss, they say, is the long and the short of this one. That you're killing your potassium levels.
I wonder if
levels.
The same sort of thing would happen if you drank Pepsi.
Lawrence,
of course, I've got a couple other habits that might not be the healthiest thing on
where
the face
Where are
of the
we
earth.
Doing Very Larry Christmas this year? Have you decided yet? Where is that going to take place?
At, what was the name of the place?
Uptown?
Uptown Bar and Grill is where we're going to have it. Either that, or we're going to have it at the... At Hong Kong Fooey's in New Denver.
Okay. So when New Boston won the state championships last week, I was in tears.
Who won?
New Boston, right?
Did they?
Yeah.
What championship?
2A football in Iowa, right?
Oh, in Iowa.
Yes.
New Denver.
What did I say? New Boston?
New Boston.
No, it is New Boston.
It is New Boston.
New Denver is the one that you and I came up with.
Yes.
So this was the thing. When we were towards the end of our time doing FM radio together, there was another show that really commanded all of the attention of everybody. And it was to the point where they weren't interested in us doing anything. We used to go and do these remotes from time to time, and those things dried up. So Darren and I got the idea, what if we just make up remotes and put them in fictitious locations and see if anyone in the sales team is even listening to the show to ask what's going on.
And then we'll cancel them on Friday.
So we would do this thing where we would say,
well, we can't do that particular, we're going to do a Friday night party. We can't do that one at the Golden Stable.
The Golden Stable in New Denver.
We can't do that because apparently there was some sort of problem with the immigration.
We did this for like 5 weeks. We would come up with the name of a bar, and we would say things like, you know, it's going to be 25-cent bottles. They're giving away an iPad or an iPod every 15 minutes. This was when iPods were
and
a big deal.
Free lobster.
Free lobster. And we would get phone calls like, where is this at? We're like, Golden Stable in New Denver.
We got calls from Turtle Lenny because he didn't want to miss out on the free iPads and lobster.
So we were just making up remotes because they, God forbid, they actually send us to a real place or show any interest in selling our show. So we would do this, and it was a riot because, one, we did it so that the sales team would be like, hey, what are you guys talking about? They never did because they were never listening to us.
They never mentioned it.
And then, every Friday we would have to announce that the remote had been canceled because it was taking place at a bar and in a city that didn't exist. And every week Darren would say it was because they had immigration problems in the kitchen. And once on the air addressed any of this. We were just like, don't forget, this Thursday, you know, Friday night.
They hauled off the entire kitchen crew.
No, but I do remember the time where I just threw everything in the air and was like, okay, we're done with this. Was we were doing this fake Bud Bash or whatever it was called at the place Darren came up with was Hong Kong Fooey's. That was the name of the bar. And it was like the third or fourth week we had done this trick and no one cared other than us, right?
Mm-mm.
And our little protest was not met with anything because they didn't care about us by that point. But I'm like, so, well, let me guess, immigration problems. And you go, no, ironically, everyone in the kitchen, they were all legal to work here, but they caught the Hong Kong flu at Hong Kong Fooey's.
They got mackled.
They got mackled.
Barbara Jane Mackle.
Oh, my God, that was the best. So, when New Boston won, or is it New Boston? Who just won the state title?
No, there's a variety of state titles, aren't there?
Yeah.
Illinois has their...
New Boston, Illinois. New Boston, Illinois won the state title.
No, they didn't, because Illinois has their high school football championships this weekend.
Not when you're very small.
No.
Yes.
No, Class 1A is this Saturday or this Friday.
So my high school alma mater, they lost the first game of the year to our arch rival, Brother Rice.
Mm.
Brother Rice ran the table and went undefeated.
Mm.
They played in the semifinals again at Red and White Stadium.
Yeah.
They're at my alma mater.
And they won?
We lost to Brother Rice again.
Oh, boy.
11-2, both losses to our arch rivals.
Mm.
Who won the title that I'm trying to think of?
Maybe it was Iowa. Iowa had their championships over the weekend or this weekend.
So who won the Iowa? So there's New Boston.
There could be a New Boston.
There's not a New Boston in Iowa, though.
I didn't
right?
think so.
They won the. Is it New London? Is that
maybe
a thing?
New London?
Who? Reach out on the text line and let us know who we're thinking about. There's some new. There's some new and then an established name, because that was the other part of the bit with our fake remotes. Was it was like New Denver, we were in like
Milford.
Come join Dave and Darren at Milford at the Golden Stable.
Yeah, every week, Turtle Lenny had to get on MapQuest to figure out where the hell are those guys going to be?
Because
I've never heard of it.
Like a handful of listeners would call me like, so where's it at? And we'd be like, you know, it's by the place. It's just not too far off the highway there.
Mm-hmm. Frontage Road.
Gotta watch out for the frontage road.
Hey, by the way, what's the update on your fence?
Mm.
I know people want to know.
Yeah, I'm playing phone tag with this guy.
With who? With the guy who tore down the fence?
The guy who took the fence.
Not the neighbor.
No, the neighbor's fine.
Okay.
It's the company that stole my fence. I'll be reaching out to him.
So a compromise wouldn't be if they came back and drew a fence on their fence to make it look like it was your fence.
No, you stole my fence. I'm not commissioning some sort of...
Why don't you file a crime report?
Well, if...
And by the way, officer, I know who took it.
I will say this. If the matter is not resolved to my satisfaction...
Call the police.
I reserve the right to do that. First, I want to call this guy and make sure we can't figure something out.
Well, I think the compromise of drawing the fence on their fence is not a bad one.
So that it look no, that's gonna well see, but that's the thing too, because putting the fence that I had by their fence is gonna look kind of stupid too.
Yes, I know.
I can't win. The answer is I am going to be hopefully getting a hold of this guy after the show today.
And then, so what would you really want? Just basically restitution?
I don't know what I want. Because
then don't call him if you don't know what you want.
No, I want to see what he's going to do. I mean, I think what I want is to be made whole is what I want.
What does that mean?
I want to be fulfilled. Darren.
Well, he might go with that.
I called him and left a message last week, and he said, "Oh, I thought I called you."
I thought you'd gotten over that.
No, I'm not over it. I can promise you.
Why don't
not,
you get over it?
You know, Jesus, that wasn't like on Halloween. Get over it already.
Number four. I mean, we've had Veterans Day since then.
Yes, I am aware. Number four, how are we doing on time?
We're fine.
All right. Okay. Number four, I could talk about the fence all day long, and I know a lot of you are interested.
But you don't.
But the answer is
you don't know what you want.
The problem is,
what offer would you take?
Either fix it, make it look like it looked before.
Would you be okay with the fence being built, but a little space in between it, so you lose some of your property?
Well, no.
Well,
the fence, it wasn't on the property line; it was on my property to begin with. That's my whole argument.
But they bring the
argument.
Fence in.
Why would they bring it in?
So that it looks like you actually have a fence, as opposed to having a fence just right on top of their fence. Because now, if you look out there, you do have a fence.
Yeah.
It's just not yours.
Right. My problem is I had a fence, and it was taken without my consent.
I gotcha.
So I think what I want is for him to just
pay you.
Put a new fence up. I want a whole new fence is what I want.
Okay.
You took 33% of my fence. Now you owe me 100% of the fence.
What if he was to say, now, do you like the look of their fence? And you could
that
be like...
That fence is too damn big, though. That fence is... I'll say it. All right? I don't
are they
care.
Not gonna, are they not going to stain that?
I don't know what they're going to do. They better have a dog that's 9 feet tall. I don't know why you need a fence that's that goddamn big. Well, now, you know what? You pushed my buttons, Darren. The fence is
tall. I wish it was taller.
This is the thing. I dig the privacy aspect of it.
Yes.
I like that aspect of it. But there had to have been a way to do it where you're not building a fence that's so goddamn big. It's seriously, it's like Checkpoint Charlie in my yard right now.
Are you considering maybe like drilling a hole in it so you can look in to see what's going on in there?
No, I don't want to see. I don't want to see people, and I don't like people seeing me. So, like, I get that part of it. And I don't know, these neighbors haven't moved in officially yet. I'm guessing they...
They don't even live here?
No! No, how's that for balls?
Brother.
Before you even move in, you steal the neighbor's fence. I know, right? Like, officially my position is I like the new neighbors. But I'm not thrilled about that goddamn fence. Goddamn it, Darren, you push my buttons.
Well, I wasn't trying to.
Well, but you did. Because this stupid fence is just, it's just a whole...
Or was I?
This is a whole goddamn mess I got to deal with. Because these people had to have...
You want
to
call them now? Call them now while we're on the podcast.
Great Wall of goddamn China that they built next door.
If they're not there...
They bought the house and they're doing a bunch of work to it. I think they're going to move in any day now. And they see
strange time of year to move in. Although that's not true. I guess we moved in. We moved into my parents' house.
Yeah.
At this time of year, but it was a completely different climate back then.
I gotta go get my inhaler. You've brought out the rage.
Number four.
I gotta do my exercises, Dr. Stemple. Hang on.
One. A two.
Pins and needles, needles and pins. A happy man is a man that grins.
A three.
All right. Oh, that always centers me. Thank you, Hawkey. Number four.
Or was that the owl? The Tootsie Pop owl.
Somebody, I had forgotten that we did this bit about years ago, and I think this was on the podcast we were talking about this, where I was going to hook up speakers to the tree back there so it sounded like a hawk to scare away things.
Yes.
And some listener who must be a wizard was like, why don't you set up your hawk noise in your tree, and then that would scare away people from stealing your fence. But the fence is gone.
Not, yeah, you're not worried about someone stealing a fence that doesn't exist.
No.
Although...
Maybe
they'll steal their fence.
The Grand Slam of Darts took place over the weekend. I guess this is a big deal in Scotland.
I bet they're good.
Yeah.
Can you imagine world-class dart players?
World-class darts in... Well, let's see. This was a Scottish guy going up against a Dutchman.
I love the Dutch.
Uh-huh. The Grand Slam of Darts in Wolverhampton. Gary Anderson versus Wesley Harms. Two-time world champion Anderson won the match on Thursday, 10-2, to progress to the quarterfinals. But the Dutchman, Harms, was quick to explain why he did so poorly. He was saying, basically, that the Scottish guy he was playing against was farting so bad that he couldn't breathe. He told the Dutch TV station, quote, "It'll take me two nights to lose this smell from my nose."
Who lost? The Dutchman? Or
the Dutchman got Dutch ovened, basically, is what he's saying.
Well, a lot of times the Scottish people don't know that you can hear or smell their farts. They're like young, deaf children.
Really? I didn't know that. Anderson's ranked number four in the world, and he's not thrilled with this Dutch guy saying that he farted so much.
This was the championship game?
This was a semifinals.
Semifinals,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Scotsman says that there was a smell coming from the table side. He says, if the boy thinks I farted, he's 1,010% wrong.
What is he, the PPG?
He says, quote, "I swear on my children's lives that it was not my fault."
Careful when you do that.
I've had a bad stomach once on stage before and admitted it, so I'm not going to lie about farting on stage. Every time I walked past there was a waft of rotten eggs, so that's why I was thinking of him. It was bad. It was a stink. But then he started to play better, and I thought he must have needed to get some wind out. So that's like a... He
smells like a Scotch egg. Scotch egg farts.
He says it was me, but I would admit it. Can you imagine?
I'm here on business.
Imagine this, though. Imagine this. Someone accuses you of farting, and you deny it to the point where you're going to say, on the lives of my children,
when it's clearly you.
I didn't fart.
What kind of maniac are you that you're going to use that sort of verbiage.
How'd you like to be this guy's kids?
They're just sitting there going, Dad, it's clearly you.
Dad.
You told us last night. You said you were going to do it for the show. You ate all those scotch eggs knowing that you were going to fart up a storm today to try to take this guy off his game. And then you lie and say you swear on our lives.
Well, now, this is a fact that I don't know gets reported a lot, but do you know that when people from Scotland fart, it sounds like bagpipes?
Mm.
Like, they don't have the regular fart noise that the rest of us have.
So
that would be a way to know for sure.
Ah, the Pete.
Finally.
Five.
Number five.
Ah, many miles away, something crawls to the surface of a dark Scottish loch. Finally, number five. Oh, boy.
There's something going on here, and believe me, it is not synchronicity. There's not a damn thing synchronized about this.
Tempe, Arizona, a naked man breaks into a house. Tempe, Arizona, on October 23rd, Desmond Michael Drakes, 28 years old, broke into a house. He was naked and invaded the house. He then fought with the residents inside. He punched and kicked a teenager in the home and attacked an adult woman before damaging a large section of drywall. He was found in the home, resisted arrest until the police used a taser on him. While in jail, court documents show he was given an injunction against harassment by the family. This was, I guess, a family that he lived next door to.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a big fence for this guy if he's your next door neighbor.
No, if he's bouncing around naked out there.
He was charged with indecent exposure and criminal trespassing. The reason this is news is he sent the family a fruit basket to apologize. Now, that's class.
Hmm.
Some guys have it and some guys don't.
Now, a fruit not fruit of the month.
I think just a one-time basket.
Just a one-time
thing. I don't think he set them up for a subscription of fruit.
Yeah. Auto pay.
Look, it got away from me. I got naked. I broke in your house. I took out some drywall and I assaulted you. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Will you please accept some pears? I'm just saying, that's called genuine class.
They're Bartlett's.
Yeah, they are. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5
Things. The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School.
You got me all wound up, and I got to call this guy and not
you're
lose
in a good
my
place.
Mind.
No, you're in a good place.
Until I got to lose my mind.
Enjoy their chai tea latte right now, or maybe how about a pumpkin cheesecake latte, a combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Also, try one of their super tasty protein pucks, packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Make sure you do that with all your holiday shopping. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
It's very tasty.
On 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Are they getting in the food truck business? Did you ask him about that? When I went there the other day, they had a food truck parked in front.
I need to reach out to him. He had told me some time ago that they were going to have a food truck.
It looks fantastic.
So,
But when I went there, it wasn't. I knocked on the window. There wasn't anybody in the truck. And then I realized, oh, wait, the restaurant's right there.
Yes. So, they are going to, I believe, I'll get in touch with James, that they are going to have a food truck out and about.
So you're telling me I get like a Bobby in like some festival at some point?
I think so, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, so I'll reach out to him. Make sure that you make your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And coming soon, the Capriati's food truck. Mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We are back tomorrow.
Until we get a chance to do it for you, then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities resting spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes!